Hi, this is John Henson, and this is a story about missional moments and missional ministry at Church for the Highlands. And we are focusing in on men's gear this whole month. And I have with me Charlene Kelly, who is our missional ministry coordinator, and Ralph Blake, who is our men's gear director. And we wanted to talk a little bit with them about some of the things that are going on this month with men's gear. So can you all tell me a little bit about what is men's gear?
Men's Gear is a free boutique for homeless men and for unemployed and underemployed men to come and get clothes. We don't charge for our clothes, unlike some other agencies around town. We have suits available. We have jeans available, Dockers, and lots of different shirts, and we can provide basic needs for most people, and sometimes some really nice clothes for people.
This month we are focusing on collecting items to go in the men's gear closet area. Our first Sunday we collected underwear for men.
That's a great idea, by the way.
In the Drop Your Drawers campaign. And we even furnished drawers for people to put the underwear in. Next, another time, we're going to do socks. It's our Sock It To Me Day. Men's socks, both gently used and new socks. And the third week, we're going to be collecting jeans and the idea of what is in your jean pool. We especially need small sizes of jeans. And if you find them on sale somewhere, go buy them and bring them in.
And what do you mean by small sizes? What kind of range are we looking at?
Occasionally we get some guys who even need size 30. I think we've had 128 since I've been here. Generally, though, they're the popular sizes, and it's 32, 34, 36. But then we seem to get, or right now we seem to have some large sizes, so... we have plenty of 40s right now. That's especially true with Dockers. But most, the thing that's in demand most are jeans. So we appreciate jeans of all sizes.
Okay, so jeans are going to be the third week. This next week, Sock It To Me. Where are some good places that y'all have discovered to find good deals on socks, underwear, or especially jeans? Where do you recommend, or where do you hear people are getting
the best deals? We find are right now you can get Walmart brand jeans for like $9.95, I believe. You can get Wranglers even for $15.95, and there might be, since Walmart's have that price, I'm sure that around town somewhere you'll find some similar prices. Family Dollar Store is a good place to buy underwear and socks.
Okay.
I also found a good deal on underwear at Sears recently. I'm not sure about the socks this week, but the underwear was a good deal.
And one of the other things that we have been talking about in part of men's gear that would be a little bit different than most men's closets would be the tools. We have a tool closet we're trying to build. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Well, I got the idea when one of the men who came to our shop, he had a job, and his employer, though, expected him to have tools, and he didn't have any tools. So we had to get together quickly and get some tools. And brings up a question. But we'd like with our tools to make it kind of a lending library for tools. And as maybe a guy could say, check out we don't cater to women in our shop, but a man could come in, get a set of carpentry tools, and that would help him get started. And then as soon as he was on his feet, he could return the power saw or the electric electrical tools. That's the goal. And we're going to have to come up with a system so we have addresses and places to get in touch with the people and so forth. But we'd appreciate tool donations, especially electric saws, drills, any kind of saws, hammers, screwdrivers, generally the tools that a carpenter would need, and maybe light plumbing.
And we're down here in Men's Gear right now, where there is activity going on with clients coming in, and just surrounded by clothes. I can see we've got suits and jeans and different things around here. If someone has never been here and never seen this before, how would they, if they want to volunteer and serve here, how do they do that? When are you open, and how could they get connected to Men's Gear?
Our times that we're open are 4 to 6 on Thursday, and I think it's the same 3 to 5 on Monday. But we have Larry Mahaffey is in the office almost every day from about noon or 1 o'clock until about 5. If anyone wants to volunteer, they can come in and Larry will explain to them what they need to do, the work we need done, and with sorting clothes, arranging them, putting on hangers according to sizes and so forth.
Okay.
And if anyone wants to drop off donations, our church offices are open, or the VOA is open every day from
eight to five,
and you can just tell someone at the desk that this is a donation for Men's Gear.
And it would be good to know also that any donations are charitable donations, and that Highland Center Ministries and Men's Gear are nonprofit, and we can give receipts for those as well. Anything else about Men's Gear?
That's about all I can do for you,
Ben. One thing we always need, men are always asking about shoes.
Shoes, okay. And those don't have to be new shoes. They could be used shoes.
Any shoes that you don't want anymore. And the men who come in sometimes have pretty good-sized holes in the bottom of their shoes, so we will turn those down. But if you have some decent shoes you're tired of or just slightly worn, we like to have them.
I think we're focusing more on lightweight summer clothes right now, and when the fall comes and winter, we'll pick up with heavier weight clothes, jackets and sweaters and heavier clothes.
We have a lot of shorts right now. Maybe with the warmer months coming, we can get rid of some, but we do have a lot of shorts now.
Well, this is great, and because there are people coming in, we will wrap this up. And if any of you who are listening to this podcast would like to get involved, you can contact Church for the Highlands or Highland Center Ministries. Both are here at the Highland Center in Shreveport at the corner of Highland and Olive. And you can also call 673-8440. And as always, you can reply to this podcast. Thank you all for letting me come talk to you this afternoon.